This is episode 1119. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? You are right in the middle of our seven-part series we're exploring this week on happiness. And you've been creating a happiness challenge for yourself. And your challenge is to focus on an area of your life where you're not so happy and to understand why you're not happy in this area of your life and what triggers this sense of unhappiness. It's so important to understand where this all is coming from. And then you're taking small steps every day this week to provide yourself little measures of happiness in this area of your life. So you're doing a lot of self-care for this particular part of you. So in today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation with the option to focus on your fifth chakra. If you're not sure what chakras are, they're simply considered to be energy centers throughout your body where you harbor your emotions and your feelings, your memories, and particular chakras correspond with particular emotions. And your fifth chakra is all about feeling confident and calm, a deep sense of inner peace. And this is something you likely don't experience in the part of your life you're focusing on this week that you want to improve as far as how happy you are. And in order to feel this way, it's important to cultivate a true sense of interconnectedness with not only yourself, understanding your values, your passions, and love and gratitude, but expressing that in the world around you. So it's how others perceive you as well, not only how you show up for yourself, but what do others feel around you? So this is what your fifth chakra is all about. Now, you don't have to focus on your fifth chakra. You can simply learn the technique and do it in your meditation. But I challenge you to explore what it might feel like to focus on a chakra. These are ancient techniques. They've been around for millennia. And so they work. Many people receive a lot of benefits from some of the more esoteric techniques you might not be familiar with. Although in a lot of other countries, in Asia, Southeast Asia, Japan, China, chakras are a regular part of life. So I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation every single day here on the podcast. And I customize the meditations around a theme so you can really master a particular quality in your life. And that quality we're focusing on, of course, is happiness this week. So get ready to sit up straight, or maybe you're going about your day as you listen to this episode. It's all good. You can do these techniques whether you're seated on your meditation cushion or going about your busy day. So the technique for today is to, if you want, you can focus on the chakra, and that is right at your throat. And it has to do with your voice. It has to do with how you orally communicate with others, your speech, your sincerity, how others perceive you. And to get to that place where you feel very authentic and others view you as authentic, it can take some soul searching, which is what you've been doing this week, as to feeling gratitude, feeling love, and feeling connected with others around you. This can be a beautiful way to heal parts of yourself where you're not feeling happy. So you might think about the part of your life you're focusing on this week and how you could reach out to others to feel supported or happier. And you may notice that happiness that is shared is double the joy. And so with this deep sense of interconnectedness, you start to feel more confident and you start to feel as though your life has more meaning. And this, as research shows, is truly the art of happiness. It's not the attainment of things. It's not reaching your goals. It's an ongoing balancing act of feeling satisfied most days with your life. We all go through spells where things just don't seem to be working out, and we can even get stuck for a time feeling unhappiness or sadness or anger. But when you allow yourself to connect with others in an authentic way, you start to heal. And this is a beautiful process. So as you're seated, getting ready to meditate, focus on being authentically you, your values, what's important to you. And think about if you're living out those values. Or is that something you wish you represented more? Spend some time considering this about yourself and how you can reach out to your world, the world around you, the people, your environment, to feel more connected. So that is what your meditation technique is for today. And many of you would like to be guided in meditations, and I want to let you know I do have guided meditations. I always share with you at the end of each episode about my subscription membership site, where every day I offer a full half-hour guided meditation. You could leave it at about the 15-minute point, or you can meditate for the entire half hour. And with that, you get a journal and a slowdown guide. The slowdown guide has all the techniques organized and listed for you, so you can go back and remember what certain techniques were and do them on your own. Or your journal. This journal is a very powerful tool as you go through the different series. The journals are customized for each series. So for this week, there's a happiness journal, and there's a reflection question for each day. Many people print it out and write in it, keep it in a binder and write in their journals each day after their meditation, their reflections. But many people keep it open on their browser and they refer to each day's question as they start their day and as they end their day as well. You also get access to over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as a private Facebook group. So that is my membership site, and that will soon be an app. So now, remember as you meditate, you are so worth slowing down for.